So the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Terumah, is Perek Yud Mishnah Tes. Grasshoppers. Are grasshoppers kosher? Certain types are. The minhag of Ashkenazic Jews is that they don't eat any grasshoppers because we're not sure about the simanim. We don't have a Messiah. Minhag of Achenu, Anshe Svard, Anshe Mizrach are that there is a Messiah in regard to certain types of grasshoppers. Either way, there are non-kosher grasshoppers and kosher grasshoppers. So now, Chagavim Tameim, if you have non-kosher grasshoppers, Shenichbashu that are pickled or soaked im Chagavim Tameim, together with the kosher grasshoppers. Now here too, they're soaked in salt and a vinegar, and mimele, it pulls out a certain moisture. So here the Mishnah says an interesting thing. Loi paslu asira. The not-kosher grasshoppers don't aser the sauce, the grasshopper sauce, so to speak. Grasshoppers don't have blood. So this is mamish, like a some kind of a moisture that comes out, but it's not really considered part of the grasshopper. So when it came to the fish, we had all kinds of numbers. One out of 960, one out of 192. Here we're saying no numbers. It just becomes bottled right away, whatever it is. Reb Tzadik goes even further. Zok the Mishnah, Heyed Reb Tzadik al Tzir Chagavim Temeyim. Reb Tzadik said, Eidus Amiz Rebeyim, about the Tzir, about this brine, this like liquid that comes out of the Chagavim Temeyim, Shehu Tar. Never mind that it should become bottled in Tar Dikat Tzir. It itself. If a person wants to sit down and drink a bowl of this, he can. You know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Hosein Gesund and Stark finishes Kola Terekola every single year. During a Shana Miyaberes, he has an extra Adar. So then he's Mechaber a Sefer. In 1 year, he was Mechaber a Sefer about grasshoppers, which ones are kosher, which ones are not, and halachais. And they were trying to figure out that as Rav Chaim and his Chavrusa, but a certain type of grasshopper, what the simonim are, because it says certain simonim on their legs and so on. And poof, through the window, jumps in a grasshopper. So Rav Chaim said, you see, this is kosher. Or not kosher, whatever it was, he was able to point, this is what it means, this simon, that simon. So his Chavrusa was like, what? Reb Chaim is not even a spa? Out of the blue, this grasshopper jumps in through the window on the table as if, look at me, I'll tell you what the halach is? So Reb Chaim said, what are you so surprised? And when a person learns Torah, the Eibishter helps him. The whole Bria is there to help him understand the Torah. I guess it depends on your level of Torah Lishma.